The City of Wilmington's Human Resources Department Director, Charlotte Barnes, made the case to the Finance Committee for hiring an employee benefits manager. She says historically, one position has handled risk management and employee benefits, but ideally, a risk management professional would assist the employee benefits manager.
We are looking for that individual to set the strategic direction for the city as it relates to employee benefits. That is a rapidly changing industry. It's very important that we have someone who is engaged with our broker that we contract with to assist with healthcare.
Barnes adds that she feels the city won't be prepared to address growing healthcare concerns without splitting those roles, saying it's unheard of for one person to manage benefits for 1,100 employees and their families. Another position in question was the Public Works Fleet Manager, a position being restored in the proposed FY17 budget. Councilman Bud Friel remains concerned about waste and staff costs. He also wants to make sure $100,000 in proposed funds to study those costs aren't misused. He's calling for a study specifically focused on the public works and finance departments.
I mean going in and looking at every position and trying to determine what positions are needed, what we no longer needed. Can people be cross-trained to do things? Because that's the only way. When you're dealing with a budget of $150 million and two-thirds of it is personnel costs, and then you have a big chunk that's debt service, I mean, the only way you can really start cutting your budget is through less positions.
Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.